We will talk to our performer in between some of the songs that he's about to play, but let's take a listen. Straight up, here is Donnie Bell.
Let it rain, let it pour, let it rain a whole lot more, 'cause I got all that deep rhythm. Let the rain drive right on, let the waves all sweep on, 'cause I got all that deep rhythm. Bow gal's a good pal, she looks like a waterfowl, 'cause I got all that deep rhythm blues.
Donnie Bell here at SLB. Let's get to know you a little bit first. Are you from the Pittsburgh area originally, or tell me about yourself?
I've been born and raised here.
Let's get you a little. Can you pull that a little?
Closer.
That's good.
All right. Born and raised in Pittsburgh, and I love the town, love the people.
What neighborhood were you raised in?
I was born and then raised a little bit in Mount Washington, then moved South Hills, Mount Lebanon area.
And when did you start playing guitar?
About 7 or 8 years old.
Is that right? Actually, I was at your website. Is that your dad next to you?
No,
or there's an older guy next to you, and I didn't look at it that carefully. I was on my phone. So.
Yeah, I was just, we were actually, that picture, I believe, we were at R Bar. My dad, he takes me out sometimes. He used to take me out a lot, and we went out to R Bar, West Liberty Avenue, and I'd sit in and play blues, and that was always a fun time.
Okay, and that was over in Dormont.
Yeah.
Who's with you at that picture?
Shoot.
I don't want to put you on the spot. It's another musician,
yes,
though.
Yes, I know him. He's a friend of mine.
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
No, not a problem
bass
at all.
Bass player. Nice guy.
How did you learn growing up? Did your dad help you learn? Or, I mean, at the age of 7 or 8, maybe you're taking lessons? Or
I think my dad has a lot to do with it. He doesn't really play anything, but he has a good ear. He's always been one of my bigger supporters, along with my whole family. But my dad introduced me to all the good music. My earliest memories, listening to Stevie Ray Vaughan and all that. And apparently when I was a baby, I would dance to Santana, so that's another story. And then I guess, you know, my dad was a teen through the 80s, so he was into all that hair metal stuff. So because of that, I kind of went through a little phase with that. But I got back to the roots of it all. And then I took lessons for a little bit. Nice guy, Brett Pecco. I owe him a lot. But yeah, I did that for about 5 or 6 years, 7 maybe.
So how did you find Deep Ellum Blues or Deep River Blues, the song you just played?
Well, it's kind of a transition in my styles. About 5 years ago or so, I kind of got into the Travis picking style, where you're doing the bass and the lead, you know, the alternating bass patterns, and then the lead going on at the same time. And the guy that introduced me to that was Chet Atkins. And when I heard him do Mr. Sandman, I think I heard him do that at, I was 12 years old. I was blown away that there was two guitar players, not, or one,
one,
not two.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's an amazing player.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more. This is Donnie Bell. What would you like to play next?
We're going to do one for the Working Man, Working Man Blues, some Merle Haggard tune.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Donnie Bell at the Saturday Light Brigade. Now, we have to talk about this guitar a little bit. I've spent a lot of time, quite a lot of time, interviewing and, you know, chatting with musicians and hearing live music. And this is an instrument that is really new to me. And it's we were talking just a teeny bit before Donnie played his first song for you. It's an instrument by Yamaha, and it's got a little, I think it's doesn't use any power. It just uses physics, right?
Well, it uses double wave.
Hang on, let's get your mic on. Sorry about that.
No, you're okay.
Go ahead. I think we're good.
Okay. Yes, you're right. But it uses double A
okay,
batteries.
So there are batteries.
Right, but it's a new technology, and I think they're kind of keeping it a secret, you know, but it's neat.
Yeah, it provides, I wouldn't call it an amplifier, but it does provide a bit of sound reinforcement you play.
And it sounds convincing, you know. I'm a simplistic guy. I don't use a lot of effects, so I try to go for a natural sound. Reverb's one of the effects that's near and dear to my heart. It's you go in a stairwell, you have reverb. It's a natural occurring effect, and I think this guitar captures that really well, and I like it a lot. I like the tone.
Yeah, can you just play a couple phrases on it?
Yeah.
Just so people can hear.
It rings out a little bit there.
Yeah. So that's inside of the guitar, right. And you can control it from. And right. By the way, this looks like a classical guitar. It's not. I think it's nylon.
Yes.
Yeah. And I say that because there's a music stand in between us. It's a really neat sound to listen to it.
Yeah, I was the second I heard it, I needed to have it. You know, it's just it's really cool. I'm traditionally an electric player, but. I usually only play with reverb on my electric guitar. I don't run pedals or anything, and I don't know. I just always love the sound of reverb, so this thing comes built in with it, and I love it.
Yeah,
it sounds great.
It's a good instrument. If you're just joining us, you're hearing Donnie Bell this morning. I'd like to check your vocal mic real quickly. Let me hear you again just to be sure.
Hello, everybody.
There you go. I think if you could pull that a teeny bit closer, that's going to help us. That's good. I just want to be sure we can hear you singing.
Okay, sure.
Too. You have a new album out. Tell me about that.
Okay, so this new album, this is a process that was took a while to put together. So right now it's out on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, the whole shebang. And it's called Strictly Six Strings. And basically the premise of this album was, you know, I wouldn't even say I have a musical career as of now. I'm kind of picking myself up and trying to create one. But I needed something like a portfolio, a resume, if you will, to put some songs out there. So people had something to put my name with. So I did an album, about 8 or 9 songs, where it was all... like the title says, Strictly Six String. One track, one guitar, all solo guitar. And they're all original tunes, except for one. I do a cover of a gospel tune, In the Garden, which a beautiful tune. And so it was pretty, it was a little bit of a process, but I'm glad I have something together. I'm pretty happy and pleased with the outcome.
So that's an album. First of all, Strictly Six Strings is going to be fun to say on the radio.
Right.
I don't know if you thought of the tongue twisters
tongue
you were
twister,
working
sure.
on it. But here's something that you can share, whether it be somebody looking for a side musician or somebody looking, you know, to book you or a larger group. It kind of represents, I like the word resume, it gives
right.
a representation
sure.
of different styles that you play. Tell me about your original songs. You mentioned most of what you recorded is original.
Yes.
Do you try to focus on that?
A lot of them are, it depends on what instrument I'm using. You know, my main influences on the electrical guitar would be like Danny Gantt, Roy Buchanan, all the blues guys,
mm-hmm.
Chet Atkins. But whenever I'm picking up a classical guitar, I like Jerry Reed, Lenny Bro, more jazz and some ragtime, and I mixed it up. So I think it was like 4 electric songs, 4 acoustic songs, and a lot of those originals were heavily inspired by all the guys that I love to listen to. And
and you mentioned Brett earlier as somebody you took lessons
yes.
from. Are you self-taught to a degree, too? I mean, have you explored styles? Because it sounds like you have listened to a lot of different genres of music.
Well, I'll say this. I mean, you know, kids, you know, sometimes their attention span, you start liking one thing, you never know where they're going to end up, you know? And when I started, I can certainly say I don't play the same music that I once listened to. So... I did a lot of exploring on my own time and various styles, but, you know, I credit him to a lot of my accomplishments, you know, the building blocks, the theory, the love of the guitar, the scales and all that. But kind of delving into the different genres, that was kind of something I just found my way to doing that. I don't know.
It's great. You're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, Saturday, Light Brigade Saturday Mornings, on a great network of community radio stations, internet streaming services, and apps on your audio device of choice. It's half past the hour now. It's a pleasure to have Donnie Bell with us. What would you like to do next?
Well, I'm going to do an original for you guys. It's one of the only songs I wrote with lyrics, and my girlfriend helped me with this one. She's sitting right across the room from me.
What's her name?
Her name's Catherine, a big motivator.
Let me see. Catherine.
Source of inspiration.
Now, you look like a C, Catherine with a C. Am I right?
No.
K-A-T-H-R-Y?
Uh-uh.
Nah. Okay. It occurred to me recently just how many ways there are to misspell Catherine. K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E.
You got it.
Okay. Did it take you long to figure that out, how to spell her name?
Once I saw her, I knew.
Yeah. How long have you known each other?
Well, what do you think, 6 months now?
Well, that's good.
But it feels a little longer than that.
That's a good thing.
Right.
It's a good thing. I'm sure it feels like just yesterday, but it also feels like you've known each other for a long time.
Right.
So you co-wrote this song that she...
She helped me with this one.
Excellent.
She's a poet, too, so she has a good sense with the lyrics, something I don't have a good connection with, and I think we put this one together. I'm pleased with the outcome.
What's the name of it?
Well, you know what? I think we're just going to call it Luck of the Draw for now.
Sounds good. Here is Donnie Bell. Donnie Bell with Catherine's lyrics in there, too. You really do have that two-handed style down. I'm watching your left hand on the fretboard as you're playing. That has to have taken you a lot of work. Do you find yourself practicing a lot to perfect that?
It's all pretty much muscle memory at this point, but it's just one of those things. If you're even thinking about singing with it, you got to get the guitar part down first. And basically, you're just doing you're alternating that pick from the E string to the D string, the A string to the E string.
But what about your left hand?
Well, my left hand, you know, the left hand traditionally it's not as complicated. You kind of got to find those chord shapes, and usually with your pinky, you can add like melodies with the high strings, like. Sometimes I've been working on some techniques here that I've seen other people do, and I add bass lines. So essentially, I'm playing three parts. I'm doing the chords, the bass, and then the lead. So that would sound something more like.
That's great. Have you explored Merle Travis's catalog at all?
Yeah, love Merle.
That made me think a bit of Merle Travis.
The started the it all, you know.
Last two, yeah,
right.
And it's a great sound. I want to give you more time to stretch out and play. What would you like to do next? We have like 10 to 15 minutes of radio time. We don't have to use it all. I don't want to wear you out.
I think we could just kind of go off the cuff. Maybe I'll do a little bit of Autumn Leaves or as close as I can get to it.
Wow, I'd love to hear that. Before you do, are you playing out anywhere we should know about?
Well, I'm actually going to the festival after this today. It's out in Washington area, south of here. It's about an hour and a half.
And what's the festival again?
It's the Outlaw Country Festival, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's out in Washington, PA?
Area, something like that, around there. I think it's south.
I'll see if I can find some more information on that.
I actually got a Nashville trip coming up next week.
Tell me about that.
Well, it all kind of just happened out of nowhere. But I have some things put together down there, and I don't want to talk about it too much. I don't want to get ahead of myself, but I'm really excited, and I hope to at least get to see some people, and it would be even cooler if I got to play, but I'm really excited to go down there. So I'm heading out this Tuesday, and for about a 9.5-hour drive, I guess, something like that, maybe 9.
So it looks like Burgettstown, maybe. Nah, maybe
Burgett's.
Not Burgettstown. We'll find out exactly where that is. I don't think there's a lot of things called the Outlaw Festival. I'll find the right one.
Okay.
So Autumn Leaves. This will be interesting.
Yeah. I wish to be a better jazz player, but you know, we're all working on something. I play a lot of different styles, but you know, I love jazz too. So we'll try this one.
Thank you. that was nice, autumn leaves. And I can tell you're still kind of experimenting with it. And it sounds good. What got you interested in jazz? I mean, there's the flat picking we were talking about, and the Chet Atkins, Travis style picking. But did something inspire you to pick this up?
I think, you know, I think all the genres have ties with one another. You know, there's a little bit of blues and jazz, and sometimes you can find a little jazz in the blues. And I think it, my end goal with guitar when I started learning all these genres was, you know, it's hard to find your own sound, and there's no one way of doing it. But I thought if I could blend in a mix, array of different styles and feelings and moods, maybe I could get closer to coming up with something a little more unique sounding. So, you know, I always loved jazz. I always loved the melodies of the standards and just the variations of the songs and, you know, all the possibilities. It's a complex genre, but we're still working with it.
DonnieBellMusic.com
is
where you can go to find his music.
I have social media, too. My buddies pestered me into getting that. And you can find me on Instagram, and that's DonnieBellMusic. Facebook, just Donnie Bell. I also have a Nashville page, Donnie Bell Nashville, with some details coming up about that trip.
Excellent. Well, I think we have time for one more. Do you know what you'd like to do?
Yeah. I guess I could just do a blues jazz or something.
Yeah. What? You going to just improvise
a
little bit?
Yeah, I'll just make it up on the spot. How
okay.
about that?
I want to thank you. Is there anything we didn't get a chance to talk about that we should have talked about?
No.
I mean, no. I just want to be sure we cover things.
I think we're good.
I looked. I can't find that one gig, but I'm going to keep looking.
Okay.
So you're headed to Washington?
Yes. It's actually a three-day event, so I believe it started Friday.
It's not the Cork and Keg, is
no,
it?
Okay,
see, so. There's a lot going on. I'll see if I can find out.
I guess everyone's trying to cram it in before summer's over.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll look together and announce it if we can. But also, if you go on Facebook, you might be able to find it there, I think.
Sure.
So, once again, here's Donnie Bell.
All right. Thank you.
Nicely done. That's Donnie Bell, DonnieBellMusic.com. Thanks for being here today.
Thanks for having me.